This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's say that the driver's side fly. Go take a large. So many more. 10 in the mar. Never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar. 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. Hey. This one time for the Twitch. Hey. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line, whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
You know, I just want to tell everybody out there, a specific bunch of varmints who had the audacity.
Let's kill the vermin!
You had the audacity to doubt Sergei Bobrovsky.
Woo!
I hope you're ashamed of yourself, and I bid you good day, because we're sitting here with the only goalie with multiple postseason shutouts, and you guys can kiss my ass, because...
Wait, you gotta say it. I said good day.
I said good day, because he comes up with that monster OT save, which...
Woo!
Woo! I mean, it was something.
I was like, oh no!
And then Brad Marchand... What world are we living in?
Wow.
Wins it in overtime. Season on the line. We're watching pucks bounce off defensemen left and right in this game. Nobody scored their own goal. We're all own-goaling it this entire game. But you think the Panthers have it, and nope. Guess what? Sudden death to save your season right now. Because you don't, I mean, like, maybe you could come back from 0-3, but it's not great. And you end up winning that game in overtime. What a time. I mean, we were at the... Were you still there, or did you leave?
Yeah, I wanted to... Listen, so I texted wife, said, on my way, it was... The Panthers were up 4-3?
Yeah.
On my way. This is about done. Then they scored. So now I'm waiting. And that's it.
Whoa.
Game's in overtime. Be a minute. Right? So...
Where were you?
Huh?
Where were you? Inside?
Outside.
I didn't see you. I was like, where was he? I didn't see you. I was gathered around the television. I was above Mark Hockman and his leather throne. We were holding hands. But anyway, we get the win. Everybody's celebrating. We're high-fiving. Marchand gets the win for the Cats. But then yesterday happens, and let me tell you something. An old friend stopped by, and that's called Panthers hockey. Panthers hockey showed up yesterday, dude.
That's what that team looks like when they're playing at their best.
Yep.
Right? For some reason, I don't see other teams do this. They are fine with just putting a skate on the puck up against the wall, up against the boards.
Hey, Nico Mikkola, good luck. That is it's exactly what I talked about. He's a polar bear on skates. Good luck. Good luck.
Did you see at the end of the second period, dude went and shoved him and picked on him? I was like,
"Give him guy must have a death wish."
And then, oh, Kachuk.
Oh, well.
Even from the bench.
This is the thing, though,
looking
dude.
Around the wall.
This is really where I got to get at Canada, right? Because you guys sat here for 48 hours wanting Sam Bennett taken away in handcuffs, okay?
We're going to see what's going to happen here.
You guys acted like he was a criminal. Now, I want to just be clear here. Whatever you think about Sam Bennett and his reputation, other than being an amazing goal scorer, because, wow, did you see that move on the 2-0? You had that call?
I do indeed.
Give me that call from Rose. Give me that play. Because, Wall, they said it right last night. Where if it wasn't for Wall, that game would have been 7-0. He was amazing yesterday. Yeah. But finally, Sam Bennett catches him with the old Hezzy. Ooh!
Tavares to Nylander, and then he'll bring it off to the near boards. A pass straight on off Tavares, off Ekblad, and then the puck goes down to our left hand. Bennett there to the far circle. Bennett walks in front, makes a move, and he scores! Sam Bennett gives the Panthers a 2-0 lead with 7:50 to play here in the third. Playoff Sam doubles the Panthers' lead.
Yeah.
Wow. Playoff Sam.
So you guys wanted him taken away in handcuffs, for mind you. A grazing shot against his friend, mind you, while they're trying to score in a game that's still in hand, power play. Okay, you thought that he pulled a dirty move, tried to take out your goalie, which, by the way, Wohl has been amazing for you guys, so whatever. But you're Max Domi, that dirty rat scoundrel. He... in a game that was over, because it was over, like a fiend puts a dirty hit on our sweet prince, the gentleman of hockey, Sasha Barkov. And I got to hear you whining Leafs fans and Canadian media be like, that's actually a good strategy. And this is the second time I've heard this bull bleep about the Panthers captain getting hit. And I've been told by national and international entities that that's good strategy. But when the Cats do it, when the Cats have the audacity or the audacity, get a little physical, people want people thrown in jail. But when it's done to one of the great members of the National Hockey League, a gentleman, the lady, was it the Lady Bing? I think it's the Lady Bing winner, a sportsman. I've heard now you jackasses get on microphones with games that were over and say, that's great strategy to take out one of the best players in the league. But when the Panthers did it in a game that was at hand, when they're trying to score, handcuffs. That's what you want. So you may say we have a persecution complex. You may. However, what am I to do with that, Leroy? Do tell. When the folks at Sportsnet are up there, A, and being like, I like it. That's what the Cats do.
That's not what the Cats do. There's a difference, and let's be clear about sports, okay? There's this difference between being physical and being dirty, and you let physical players hide behind dirt, and that's not fair to the game, okay? Again, there's a difference in being physical and being dirty. Physical is I'm in your face. Physical is I'm coming at you with some evil intentions. Dirty is I hit you when you ain't looking.
Yeah, well, okay? we might want to get used to not having Aaron Ekblad again for the next game, because he's definitely getting suspended this game.
What? He's just defending his boy.
No, he's not getting suspended. I'm saying the next game.
Okay.
Trust me when I tell you, because you touched his best friend again. I'm telling you, Domi, you better have your head on a swivel for number 5, because he's a good boy, and you don't mess with his best friend. Hey, because Hagel, a week later, was still looking at Tweety Birds, being like, I didn't do anything. So, and by the way, he was a good boy. He was going for his chest. So, I'm just saying, anybody who's wearing blue, okay, because you guys acted like a bunch of babies for an accident, for your goalie taking a slap shot off the dome and acting like he was taken out. One of their former champion teammates. One of them is taking care of his cat. Not a panther. His literal house cat. Okay? You guys wanted an international interference run, and you were going to revoke Sam Bennett's citizenship. You harassed his Puppy Humane Society Instagram page, you wackadoodles.
Whoa.
Which is not a puppy you can save. That's not a true, wow. that's not a species.
All right.
So I'm going to tell you right now, Domi, head on a swivel, dude, and no apologies for it, because you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. And this is what has gone on now. This is what happened to the Lightning. They tried that same bull bleep. And they called it good strategy. And then on Sportsnet last night, you love what they did to Alexander Barkov. Well, I hope you loved it enough to know what the repercussions are going to be. Because Tkachuk was already telling you, count your mother bleeping days, dude.
So we had a thing where in games where it would get physical. And I've had an offensive lineman come into the huddle. He say, we up by 10. Can I take a 15?
I like that.
Hey, I'm telling you what, it gets that way. But here's the problem. The problem is, don't cry about the ramifications. Don't cry. Don't cry. Bring that same energy. And I mean, bring that same energy, because here's what every team in the league has learned about the Panthers. You come into a series saying, we got to match their intensity. We got to be physical. We got to get, you know, you got to be something you not. For the Panthers, that's Tuesday. So if that's the way you're going to play, the Panthers have already won. You are outside of your element.
And I'm just sick of the double standard that just runs for it. It's like you treat the Panthers like thugs, but you treat the Blue Leafs like, oh, that's good hockey. That's good hockey. That's sound hockey. Well, which one is it? Is it sound hockey or is it thuggery? Tell me. I want to know.
I don't know. Let's ask Lord Stanley. Because whatever you call it, they got the trophy right now.
Man.
Cup, so.
But you're right, dude. When Mikula gets that puck up and he's just like killing it for 30 seconds.
He's got his skate on it and he's hovering over the boards and he's like a moose. They can't move him.
I love to mic him up, because this is what you would hear if you heard it. Mikula mic'd up. Like, oh, man, somebody feed him a fish. Polar bear skates. Psychotic.
It was incredible. I got to tell you. Dude, as long as I've been around sports, played in games, watched basketball, watched football games at the end, there is nothing more intense than when the goalie gets pulled and you're down by one.
Oh, dude. And then
I don't know why. I don't care what two teams I watch. When I see the goalie skate off the ice, I get nervous.
They did it with 3 minutes left, too. They're like,
they had to do it. They had to do it with a lot of time. Now, do you go to a penalty kill, or do you just play your regular lines?
I just couldn't make it. Couldn't make it to the end. Huh?
There it goes. There goes a question. There it goes. It's okay. I'll find out more and the answer to Leroy's question when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM.
Hey, kudos to the Twitch fam. They're giving me creative ways to get an answer. And nobody had a problem with my question.
It was a dud question.
It was not.
It was a dud question. Let's get to the road.
Really?
It's a dud question. Road to the repeat. I'm not going to say, I mean, how many times do I have to say it? That's a dud question. Road to repeat brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. What we got? What we got?
A little galaxy vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious. Delicious.
I cracked me open a playa this morning.
The Panthers, they win yesterday. Shut out. Let's hear a little bit from Paul Maurice on Sergei Bobrovsky as Bob gets his second shutout of the postseason. And this is what he had to say about that.
Just totally take them for granted, which is what happens to all elite goaltenders. I mean, I can speak for myself. If he has a game that you don't think it's Sergei Bobrovsky-like, I spend no time wondering if the next one's going to be like that. And if he had two, he's his own little leadership committee there. He just goes in and gives us so many consistent looks that look like tonight. I don't spend any time thinking about goaltending. Thank God. I'll just screw it up.
Yeah. Focus. No doubt. No doubt that he was going to get it done. Let's hear a little bit from our guy, Sergei Bobrovsky, who says that the Cats, they got back to their brand of hockey.
The series has been high scoring, high shots. Tonight was a game where it looked like you guys got back to playing your brand of hockey. How does that make you feel back in the crease knowing that your team's getting back to doing what they do best?
Yeah, the guys were outstanding. They work hard, all sorts. You know, it's just, tonight was the game where everything comes together. The guys work hard, block shots, good bounces, our way. So, but again, it's a series. So, enjoy tonight. It's a really good win for us. We'll get ready for this.
Yeah. Focus. See him get the puck afterwards. Classic Bobby. You just like looking.
I mean, he earned it, let me tell you.
Puts his second puck on the board for the postseason. And he gave a rousing speech to everybody in the locker room.
I got to go with Bobby.
Man, he's tiny.
That was fun. Let's reset, refocus, and do it again.
Yeah!
Hey, listen, man. This guy's distant.
He looked tiny, didn't he?
Who, Bob?
Yes.
He's skinny.
Like, the pads look so big. Like, hey, Bob, get some pads that fit you.
Oh, you're saying that?
I knew that was coming.
I know. There's a four-sentence speech that I think I've memorized from him. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's refocus, let's reset, and let's do it again.
Yep. Classic Bobby.
That's good.
Classic Bobby. If he went to some eloquent, you know, speech, you'd be like, what the hell is going on with him? Too much. We just expect reset, refocus. That's classic Bob. That's what he does. And that's why I love him. He's the best. Great, great battle yesterday. I mean, Wall was amazing, you know,
oh
from
my goodness.
What I'm he was like, able to do. These.
How in the hell is he stopping all of these?
Yeah, he was very impressive. He was very impressive. I mean, it was, and what are the Cats? They had, like, what do they have, four power plays in the first period?
Yep.
Crazy. I mean, for them to come away most of that game 1-0 until that incredible Bennett goal, he was great. But it's not nothing. It's not no goals. Two goals? Good. But it's not no goals.
I'm sensing a trend here with these officials because the exact same thing happened to the Panthers in Toronto. Right? They went on, they were playing shorthanded for what, four times in first period?
Mm-hmm.
So
I can't wait
we'll
for
see.
I can't wait for Wednesday. I cannot wait. I'm geeked up for it. Here's one more from Bobby. He was asked about the chants from the fans.
You hear the crowd going Bobby. I know you're probably tuning out pretty much everything, but Paul talked about the extra feeling when you're at home. You hear considered at you since then?
Yeah, I always appreciate the fans' support. You know, they are the best. So they always give me lots of energy and support us. And they are a sixth player on the ice, so it's fun to play hockey.
Fun to play hockey. Sixth player on the ice. He brought it, Cats fans. Great atmosphere.
Yep. Man.
But God, I love him. He's the best.
Is this the only sport
most interesting,
where...
Most interesting man in sports. Sergei Bobrovsky.
If you think about all the sports, is this the most intense? Because anybody can beat anybody at this point.
It's just the swings, I mean, man. It's just the swings.
Right.
Like, it's just like you just never feel quite safe about anything. But, you know, because the Cats did have that game. It was probably one of the more comfortable 1-0 leads you've ever had in sports. But it's
because it should have been 5.
But you still could have a bad bounce go your way or some breakaway happen like it did. And, you know, and it could just completely change your emotions of everything. You know, for the most part in basketball, I guess it can happen in baseball if, like, an inning goes haywire and you get a grand slam.
Yeah, but that's a whole inning. Hockey goes from hero to zero quicker than any other sport.
Yeah. Plus, Marlins meaningful playoff baseball has been a while. I don't count those 3-game series as ridiculous.
I mean, it just, the intensity is unbelievable.
Speaking of,
now, I know you.
Hmm?
And I know you're probably holding this back because we're talking Panthers.
Hmm?
And what has happened these last 2 games has been unbelievable.
Yes.
I was watching TV this morning.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I don't want to take the moment because I don't feel, you know, I'm not into it like you are with this.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
You know what the hell I mean.
What do you mean? I don't know. What are you referring to? It could be a lot of things. What are you referring
to? Giannis Antetokounmpo is open to being traded out of Milwaukee.
Well, it's funny you mention that, Leroy. I did happen to see that report from Shams Charania today.
And then Wendy killed it.
What did he say?
He was just talking about what all the other teams have to be able to trade. Houston, ton of stuff. Brooklyn, ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Right? The Heat.
It's not none stuff, though. The Heat have picks.
No, it's not none.
They have picks. They have none. An all-star player that could potentially swing for him.
Whoa.
They could. Whoa. They could. Okay. They could go a ton of young guys. So I don't think that – it's not like the Heat have a bare cupboard. And look, I don't know what's going to happen. But what I would say is, like, look, most of the time we see a guy get to go where he wants to go. Giannis, the first inkling we've gotten is – wants to go to a big city.
What about San Antonio has a boatload of stuff.
Oh yeah, it's a big city. Yeah, I'm sure he's gonna love going from Milwaukee to San Antonio. I'm sure he's gonna love that. I'm sure Giannis's agents are gonna sign, because the real report, the meat and potatoes of it is, because I want us to be grown-ups. I know we're all scarred by the Damian Lillard thing, which we're rightfully so.
Goodness.
And the Heat and Aaron Goodwin, they screwed that up. But I'm going to tell you guys, this is what I came away with, all right? And I was already told today on Twitter, which people got to grow up. I was told today on Twitter, Tobin, stop getting people's hopes up. And I'm going to tell you guys something right now. I'm 38 years old. Nobody has ever gotten my hopes up. I get my hopes up. If you guys want to follow suit, you're all grown-ups.
You can't help it. You throw it in our face consistently.
You're all grown-ups. If you get your hopes up, that's on you.
That's not true, though.
That's like Eve telling Adam.
That's on you.
That's like Eve telling Adam. You didn't have to.
It's not on me. If you get your hopes up over Giannis and you don't want to be, then don't get your hopes up. I don't be surprised. Have no feelings in life. If you want to just, if you just want to be the way you are, fine. The Damian Lillard thing, I got that way on my own. When it was any other way, I get that way on my own. If you guys followed suit because you like how I act, guess what? Deep down, you wanted to get your hopes up.
Right.
That's
right.
Not on me.
You're telling me Drew Starr doesn't get your hopes up sometimes?
He does get my hopes up sometimes.
So you're saying no one gets your
hopes up? But that's on me. It's not really Drew Starr. I got my hopes up from reading Drew Starr. I'm a grown-up.
There was a reporter recently that we have to give credit for, had a ridiculous name and a funny emoji. I forgot his name already.
I don't remember.
He got you excited, though, and he was correct.
What did he get me excited about?
Oh,
I don't recall.
Oh, man.
I don't remember.
Okay. Someone, the chat will help me out. Dade South knows all.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm saying is stop getting mad at me about, Tobin, you're a hope mongerer. You get all of our hopes up and you crush our dreams. Hey, if you don't want to come along for the ride, no one's making you.
It's not a ride. It's a crappy ride.
No, it's not. Not for me. If you don't want to be here.
You spend millions in advertising for a movie, and it's like 28 Rotten Tomatoes.
Dude, okay, listen. If you guys.
Smeaton said it perfectly. Stop it, Tobin. The Heat trying to get Giannis would be like shopping for a Lamborghini with a Pringles can.
I don't think it's true.
Really?
The Heat can get up to what? They have 3 first-round picks. I think they could get it up to 4 if they lift protections on the Charlotte pick. Which...
Yeah, but some people have. Here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
One of the teams has 2 lottery picks.
Who? San Antonio?
4 and 9. Not San Antonio. Is it?
OKC?
I remember. Huh?
OKC?
No, not OKC. It might be. It might be.
Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
Dude, he's not going to Brooklyn. Grow up.
And De'Aaron Fox is in San Antonio, too?
Yeah.
So you got De'Aaron Fox, the last 2 rookies of the year.
Okay, first of all, Stephon Castle won Rookie of the Year by default. Okay, the only reason he got that is because Kal-El Ware was in Spo's doghouse. So congratulations, Stephon Castle, for winning like the most boring Rookie of the Year of all time. He's not Victor Wembanyama. Second of all, I hate to tell you guys this. He's not going to San Antonio. I mean, like, I need you guys to grow up a little bit. It's already been said.
Dame wasn't going to Milwaukee.
You're right. And that's the one rarity, Leroy. And guess what? It didn't work out for them.
Hold on. -1.
What?
Because I've been telling you that about basketball.
-1.
About an 8 seed beating a 1 seed, and you just blow right by that. So don't then all of a sudden take a different situation and say, it happened.
What
one
did
time.
I blow by? It is a rarity that an 8 seed beats a 1 seed. I would never deny that was a rarity.
That it could happen again.
With the same not roster like of guys? Yeah, sorry. I whiffed on one. Guess what? You were loud wrong. I was loud wrong. Tit for tat. We're even, Steven, dude. Okay? But do you want to know what do you want? And guess what? Do you want to know where De'Aaron Fox wanted to go? He wanted to go to San Antonio because he's from there. Heavens to Betsy. Amazing. Most of the time, guys get to go
where
they want to go.
That's not what you were saying when they were looking for, you know who he's friends with.
I did say I know where he's friends with, but it made sense. I understood. Like, he's a Texas guy. He wants to go to Texas.
You didn't act like that.
Nah, I understood it. I got it. And plus, De'Aaron Fox went for peanuts. He didn't really go for that much.
And he still couldn't get him.
But they didn't want him. He didn't want to go there. What are you going to do? The Heat are going to go trade for a disgruntled guy in the middle of this season when they already had Jimmy Butler? Yeah, that makes sense. Grow up. Hey, look. Bam's agent is Giannis's agent. His agent's meeting with the Bucks. They're going to know. We'll know if the Heat are in it or not.
And by the way, De'Aaron Fox is from New Orleans.
I don't think he is. He's from Texas.
Did he go to school in Texas?
He went to Kentucky. What's going to happen when you're loud wrong?
Well, I can't wait. Clip that.
Born 1997, okay. New Orleans.
Where was he raised?
I don't know.
He claims Texas. He doesn't claim New Orleans.
Okay. But I wasn't wrong. I wasn't wrong. No.
Katy, Texas. But that was
I wasn't
question.
Wrong.
That was the
I
question.
I didn't say he grew up.
I'll give
I
you
said
a
he was born
was,
in
you
New
said
Russia.
He's from.
From.
It's a foul tip.
His wife has ties to Texas.
They both do. They're both from Texas.
Yeah, it's a foul tip. It's a foul tip.
It's a foul tip. You got away with one.
Still alive.
How come he didn't force his way to the Pelicans?
Ooh. Everybody trying to force their way out of New Orleans.
Take a break. But listen, I'm not getting anybody's hopes up. I'm just telling you, you guys feel how you want to feel. If you guys want to follow me, fine. I will say, though, Friday was interesting when Pat Riley spoke.
Does that mean you're from New York?
No, because I was born there. I'm not from there.
Okay.
That's exactly, you exactly went into my point.
You scoundrel.
Congratulations, though.
I hate you.
Ashamed of where I'm born.
I was born in Orlando. I just remembered.
Were you really?
That sucks.
Right before that tornado, that hurricane.
It was a hurricane this morning.
Oh my God, it was so scary. It took me longer to get to Orlando, or it took me longer to get to work today than it did to get to Orlando to call these fights this weekend. I got there in like 2 hours up the turnpike, clean. Mm. Getting to work today, about 2 hours.
Look good, though.
I got to tell you, when I got up this morning and saw it was pouring, I'm like, I don't care what day of the week is, I ain't going.
Yeah, that's fair. It was pouring bad. We did it, though. We did it.
Dolphin King says, I thought Tobin was born in a horse farm. I was.
This guy has so many backstories.
In a manger.
He got a back.
This guy's like a joker. Every time I ask him, he switches.
I got caught in a rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the story of the Judds. You know, the mom and the daughter.
Like when Ashley Judd? The actress?
Ashley's a daughter. One daughter.
Daughter.
And Naomi's
duo.
The mom. Man.
No one knows the Judds, dude. You said it like
she's a massive Kentucky Wildcats fan. I know that. Ashley.
Yes. Judd. No, they're from Kentucky. So they are like one of the biggest duos in country history. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ashley Judd, who you're thinking of.
That's the actress. Yeah, but her sister and her mom were a singing group.
Oh, so they're all related.
Mm-hmm.
What about Paul Rudd?
Minus one.
That's fair.
Anyway, Friday, minus Pat one. Riley at his press conference. I'll tell you why I think he's up to something. That's next.
Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
I felt like it was better like on Friday.
It feels like it starts very strong,
you know,
but it peters out like
when he talks. When he talks, so he does the hand thing.
Like, no. Okay, too much. I'm doing too much. It's at one point it sounded good.
Oh my God. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, we got country artist Lee Bryce is coming to War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale in September. And we got your chance to win some tickets. Just keep on listening to our show. We'll give away those tickets to Lee Bryce. This is a Live Nation show. Lee Bryce.
I was going to ask your opinion.
I think I've heard some of his stuff.
All right. For the show's sake, he's great. You're going to want these tickets.
I know rumor.
There's a rumor going around. Okay, you know what? We're going to come back with some Lee Bryce today. Where's a rumor going around? It's like Godfather. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Lee Bryce sounds like a closer. For
I'm hard to love. Huh? I made him Bruce Springsteen. I've heard some of his stuff. He's good. He's good, that Lee Bryce. He's good.
He's cool.
You know who's coming to War Memorial who I want to go see? Shaboozy. I want to go see him. Oh. I didn't see him at Tortuga. I want to see him at War Memorial.
He seems like a nice guy.
Does he?
Every time I've seen him.
I like his music.
Yeah, he's good. And he seems like a nice guy. That's my favorite part.
So Friday, Pat Riley spoke to the media, had his press conference.
Hey. Oof.
Kind of took the blame off of me, by the way, huh?
Can I just say this?
What?
It's a shame. Can I just say our listeners are the worst?
What do you mean?
They wasn't listening to see what Pat Riley had to say. They were listening to make sure the saboteur wasn't in there ruining the franchise.
What's saboteuring, dude? And he basically said I didn't saboteur.
You didn't say nothing. They called you chicken.
I did say something. I got in there.
All right.
He told everybody. He told his critics to go to hell, basically. That was his answer to my question. But he did start the press conference because he was asked right off the bat about the Jimmy thing. And he goes, apologize? I'm apologizing?
I ain't apologizing for nothing.
Nothing, dude.
Did you hear that and go, exonerated?
I thought it. Because if he would have said, some regrets, and I was like, damn it. But now that he has no regrets after a year, that means I'm off the hook.
No, so here's the problem. Okay? You're not off the hook if you got the wheels in motion.
What?
It was your question that got Pat in the frame of mind to not give a bleep.
That's not fair.
That if he was done. Oh,
that's not fair.
Did he just say Jimmy needs to shut it, or did you ask a question that got him to say that got him fired up?
Look.
No. Answer the question, and then you can move
forward. I asked a question, but my question had nothing to do with the reason why Jimmy Butler left. It was
you
because
mentioned
he didn't
his name.
Pay him.
You said Jimmy said.
What do you mean?
Jimmy said.
I'm sorry. He's the star player. Am I not allowed to ask about the star player?
Okay.
I don't understand.
Yeah, that's right, Dave South. It's like applauding BP for cleaning up the oil spill.
No, it's just, it would be like, oh, that
We're
was
good.
We're
not blaming him for the oil spill.
No, but it would be like, BP being like, hey, guess what? That oil spill, that wasn't on us. You know, like something just randomly happened that was going to happen.
Manufacturing.
No, that's what you're doing.
No, nothing was going to happen. I'm telling you right now.
Were those comments going to happen whether you asked the question or not?
Yes, because Pat Riley's going to say what Pat Riley wants to say because he's a grown man.
But you lit the match.
I don't appreciate that.
Okay.
You sat there, challenged Jimmy Butler to play more games, to maybe watch what he says and concentrate on winning.
Mm-hmm.
After that, in December, you issued a statement saying Jimmy Butler would not be traded. You suspended him three times after that. And your very players who sat there just a week ago said that greatly impacted their season. One, your thoughts on how you approached it both a year ago, how you approached it during the season, and how much of an impact do you think that overall had on the direction and the type of season we're coming off of?
I don't think what I said last year really was relevant. I simply said softly no. I'm a person that in all the teams that I did coach, when you lose, you take your loss and you go home, and you're quiet, you know. But there wasn't trolling back in that day, you know. So there's no doubt that what happened with Jimmy had a tremendous impact on our team. There's no doubt about it. So the buck stops with me. I'll take that hit if you want it. What happened during the regular season, I don't want to really discuss.
Man, not relevant. Not relevant. I'm out. I'm free, dude.
Wait, so now.
He also said softly.
On. You weed through coach talk and GM talk all the time. And now you're going to take him for his word because it vindicates you.
I'm just.
Not so fast.
I'm taking him on his words. That's what he said.
He's trying to be nice.
I don't know. Understand. Like, why do I have to continue to take the blame for something that he said because, had no relevance on it? Which he's right.
You started the back and forth between Jimmy and Pat.
I don't appreciate this.
By running, when Jimmy said something, by running to Pat and reporting.
First of all,
like a little thing.
First of all, I don't run.
Jimmy said.
Okay. First of all, I don't run anywhere. Second of all,
it had to be asked. And it wasn't really about what Jimmy said. It was, hey, your roster, is it there with Boston, with Jimmy, without Jimmy?
You could have asked that.
I did ask that. It's literally what I asked. It's literally what I asked. All I opened it with was saying, Jimmy, his opinion is, if he played, Boston would be home. Pat, if Jimmy played, do you believe that?
And he said, Jimmy needs to shut it.
Okay, but
because
my question
was,
okay, but my question was relevant.
Yeah, relevant to the breakup of the team.
By the way, you see Jimmy Butler get swallowed up by Rudy Gobert those last 8 minutes?
Swallowed
up. See him score too much.
Hey,
nope. Great 33 points, though, Jimmy.
You would have paid that guy 60.
You know what they call him?
What they call him?
They call him 3.5 quarters Jimbo.
I've heard that.
So my question is this. Depending on the outcome of this series, does it make Pat right?
Yeah.
About why he wouldn't extend
it? I mean.
And so if it makes Pat right.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you 100% wrong, because you would have gave Jimmy the $60 million.
I would have given Jimmy the bundle of the $60 million.
Right, and you would have been wrong.
Maybe.
No, it's not.
Maybe.
Oh my goodness! Take the L.
Well, you don't take the L because I got let off the hook, and you're still blaming me. So
you didn't get left.
Maybe
off
if
the
you
hook.
Take your own advice, maybe I'll follow suit.
You didn't get let.
I got
off
let off the hook.
Hook,
dude. I got let off the hook. Pat Riley is not blaming me. Because Pat Riley, look, and if that is to your case, Pat Riley's like, no, I wanted him out.
No, I'm not going to apologize for saying no on a contract extension when we didn't have to. And I don't think I should. And I will always say that to the players, if I was coaching, you know, keep your mouth shut. I'll see you in the next training camp. And you get it back, you know, on the court. But it's different today with players. So anyhow, that's what I want to talk about with Jimmy. I've been through those kinds of situations before, even with this team, a couple times. And so it's over. He's done. I wish him well. Good luck to him. And I hope deep down in his heart somewhere, he wishes us well, too.
Nope.
I got a feeling he doesn't. I don't think so.
Pat. Deep down, you got to get all the way down to the guts to see if you're not just piercing the skin a little bit.
We'll take a break. Hour two are coming on up, which we'll get to Pat channeling his inner frog boy to send some messages. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.